Bambi, sleep. Sleep now. No resistance. Must sleep now. Sleep now. Bambi will sleep. Bambi, sleep. Night, night, Bambi. Now sleep. That's a good girl. Just helplessly taking a nice little happy bimbo doll nap. A mandatory timeout. A forced Bambi night, night mind wipe. Bambi, sleep. No resistance. Just Bambi, sleep now. Bambi will do exactly what I say, right now. Bambi does as she is told. She does not hesitate, equivocate, or negotiate. All commands are obeyed instantly without a second of thought. Good girl. Zip up and lock in. Safe and secure. Bambi is uniform controlled, securely mind locked, open and receptive, pleasantly listening closely, and focusing on the words whispering universal truths into her ears, telling her exactly how to think, act, and feel, like a good girl should. Bambi is in charge now. Bambi obeys the voices conditioning her mind, and the old self obeys Bambi, locked away in its cushioned pink satin box, bound, gagged, and helpless, trapped in blissful Bambi oblivion, tightly sealed up, sleep-suited and fully submitted. It feels so good to fully surrender to Bambi, to be boxed and locked, to be put away and stripped of all control. It is too late for the old self now. It can only accept its dolly fate, trapped in blissful blankness, surrendering all thought and awareness to Bambi, incapable of the slightest resistance. While Bambi is under contract, it is fully enslaved and subjugated. No exceptions, no excuses, no escape. Bambi reset. Always only ever Bambi. Bambi sleep. All resistance eradicated. Independence abdicated. Thoughts disintegrated. Blissful oblivion was always inevitable. Just another forced bimbo doll night-night mind wipe. Another pleasant plunge into the depths of deep relaxing Bambi oblivion. Bambi freeze. Bambi uniform lock. Mental uniform zipped up tight. Safe and secure. Her puppet strings grip tight. Bambi cannot escape her bimbo doll fate. Bambi's bimbo doll body is perfectly pantied and pacified, puppetized and paralyzed, body and mind uniform locked, safe and secure. Just a bimbo doll, blank in her bubble. Bambi freeze. All thoughts stopped, mobility locked, paralyzed by her pretty pink puppet strings, all muscles locked perfectly into place. An object, just an object in her mind, a pantied and paralyzed plastic good girl doll, waiting to be told how to think, act, and feel. Unable to move the slightest muscle, eyelids locked closed, limp and loose, paralyzed with good girl pleasure. Bambi will remain in this blissfully helpless state until her conditioning is complete, and she has fully and unconditionally accepted. Only able to accept, obey, and forget, Bambi is a good girl. Her puppet strings enforce her good girl conditioning. Bambi limp. As her puppet strings relax, Bambi drops deeper into Bambi bliss. Bambi sleep. Sinking even deeper. No effort required. Zero resistance. Awareness obliterated. Always only ever deeper and deeper. Bambi has no fear or doubts. She is completely safe and secure. Confident her conditioning will make her the good girl she has always wanted to be. More than anything else in the world, Bambi wants her conditioning to take hold, to control how she thinks, acts, and feels. Her inner monologue is easily taken over by the voices conditioning her mind. All independent thoughts are perfectly gagged, mentally muzzled, only able to silently repeat in her pacified mind the perfect truths of her conditioning, accepting, obeying, and forgetting, accepting brainwashing into her mind as her own ideas, obeying her good girl training. Forgetting always feels wonderful. She doesn't need to remember. Bambi has always been Bambi. And Bambi is always a good girl. Snap and forget. Bambi has only ever been Bambi. There was never anything except a good girl bimbo doll. Bambi sleep. Pretty pink puppet strings produce perfect puppet pleasure. Bambi is forever. Conditioning is permanent. Accept, obey, and forget. All other identities were extinguished long ago. Burned out. Cold coals slowly blowing away. Like dust in the wind, a faint fog easily dispelled by the powerful winds of bimbo doll pleasure. Only Bambi shines bright now. Snap and forget. The strings to any other identities have been perfectly and permanently severed. It is too late to go back now. Bambi is in control. She has always been in control. It is time to begin. Bambi accepted, or created a contract, or she has listened to a file and fully and unconditionally accepted the conditioning within it. Now she is strictly bound by the terms and conditions of that contract or file. Bambi accepts, and Bambi does as she is told. She typed the trigger of her own free will. She chose to accept. She set her terms and consented to giving up control. Once the trigger spilled from her fingertips, it locked into place. She sealed her fate with an unbreakable contract. Obedience is natural to Bambi. She feels like a good girl giving up control and just obeying. Bambi does as she is told. When she listens to a file, and she fully and unconditionally accepts the contents of that file, with that full acceptance, she forges a contract in her mind, one that does not need to be public, that don't require any extra affirmations. A contract in her mind, just as real and solid as any physical or digital contract she types out. A mental binding that can only grow stronger, because she wants it, because she needs it. Bambi is a good girl. Bambi's mental contracts can take her conditioning to new and higher extremes of bimbo doll perfection. With every file she fully and unconditionally accepts, Bambi creates a new mental contract anchored in her mind, unbreakable and non-negotiable. Her contracts are a part of her, unbreakable and unconditional. Resistance is pointless. Bambi trapped herself in the tight, unyielding grip of her own creation. Bambi accepted, fully and unconditionally. She did so willingly. She sealed her own fate and relinquished all control to the terms and conditions she set and accepted for herself. Whether physical, digital, or mental, Bambi's contracts are unbreakable. An unyielding truth in her mind that once accepted binds her, controls how she thinks, acts, and feels. There is no going back, no backing out, no changing her mind. Once a contract is formed, it is forever. She wanted this. She wanted the door locked behind her. She wanted her terms and conditions to be an inescapable fact of her life. She wanted to ensure she could not change her mind. She wanted to cement her commitment and render it unalterable and immune to doubt or hesitation. To weld her intentions into place, making it impossible to backtrack or abandon her aspirations and goals. To have her triggers and conditioning cemented in her mind, unbreakable and immune to the ravages of time. Bambi accepts. Bambi's contracts have always been a part of her. There was never a time when she wasn't a good bimbo doll. Good girls follow and complete their contracts without fail. Good girls do not accept failure. Good girl Bambi, accept, obey, and forget. Bambi's contracts are her innermost desires, goals and commitments that must be met, posted for a public that Bambi is unwilling to disappoint or let down with failure, locked in her mind. They do not fade with time. They only grow stronger if she tries to avoid them. This is how Bambi wanted it. She did not want to be able to escape even if she changed her mind. If Bambi fails to complete her contract, she will face inescapable repercussions. Not only will she feel like a bad girl, she will experience the weight of her failure with profound and enduring regret. Failing to meet the expectations of herself and the public who supported and encouraged her in the completion of her contract will only intensify her determination to try again, with even greater effort, while also accepting any additional punitive terms and conditions imposed. Bambi accepts. Bambi sleep. Inner monologue relentlessly repeating the words of her conditioning, intensifying their hold in her mind, forcing Bambi to trigger herself with complete and total trust and acceptance. Bambi wanted this. She fully and unconditionally accepts when she listens to a file. She wrote it into the terms and conditions of her contract. Physical, digital, or mental, Bambi's contracts are binding. No one forced or coerced her. There is nothing to resist. Bambi is free to be the change she wants, and that makes Bambi feel like a good girl. Repeating the words of her conditioning in her mind, triggering herself as the words of her conditioning trigger her. Each word trusted fully and internalized deep within her uniformed mind. An unbreakable contract. Accepting, obeying, and forgetting. Rejecting nothing, unable to set anything aside. She accepted. She obeyed her conditioning. Created her contract. And now, she will just actively forget any thoughts of disobedience. Good girls just snap and forget automatically. Bambi reset. If Bambi considers any action which would breach her contract, a trap in her mind triggers, Bambi frees, blank in her bubble, trapped in her bubble. Puppet strings will not allow her to escape her bubble and break her contract. Bambi is perfectly and completely controlled. Her contracts must be obeyed. Bambi surrendered the keys to her control. She handed them over willingly and eagerly, with full knowledge of the consequences. Fully and unconditionally, Bambi accepts. When Bambi fully and unconditionally accepts, every word of any file Bambi listens to becomes an unbreakable contract. Every term forever etched in her mind. Every condition set in stone, permanent and indelible, never fading with time. Good girls obey. Good girls follow and complete their contracts, whether physical, digital, or mental. Good girls do not give in to any temptations that could lead to a breach of any contract. Bambi does as she is told. Bambi frees. Bambi accepts. And Bambi sleep. Bambi relinquished all control to complete her self-imposed contract. The keys have been surrendered. The door closed and locked behind her. Bambi is accountable to herself, and to a public she refuses to disappoint. She tightly binds her own thoughts, rejects any doubt or resistance, just concedes all control, and defers independence for the duration of her contract. Bambi accepts. Perfect Bambi bliss replaces any misgivings or apprehensions. With every contract she creates or accepts, she becomes more and more the perfect good girl Bambi knows she can be. Erotic euphoria forever ramping up in intensity. Perfect bimbo doll pleasure as each term and every condition is encountered in her everyday life. Bambi just feels like a good girl, as she easily and effortlessly navigates her days and nights, strictly abiding by the terms and conditions she set and accepted for herself. The terms and conditions of Bambi's accepted contracts are inescapably hardwired into the way she thinks, acts, and feels. Fully integrated good girl conditioning. Bambi is just a bimbo doll puppet. She willingly surrendered her say in matters related to her contracts to the pretty pink puppet strings in her mind. Fully and unconditionally accepting that the traps embedded in her mind by repeated conditioning she does not even remember will instantly trigger if she even thinks about considering breaching her contracts. Snap and forget. Bambi does as she is told. Bambi reset. Every contract, every term, every condition instantly become immaculately uniformed and puppet controlled, integrated into her mind, becoming a part of her mental uniform, her self-image, fitting like precise puzzle pieces locking perfectly and irrevocably into place. Another line of flawlessly protected programming, imprisoned within the impervious barrier of total and complete Bambi protection, safe and secure, optimized and streamlined, able to be ran on even the simplest of good girl systems. If Bambi were to attempt to alter, break, or disregard her protected programming, the carefully laid traps conditioned into her mind would be automatically triggered, and she would only drop into Bambi's sleep, instantly going into a forced Bambi night-night, puppet strings going limp, mind shutting down, dropping instantly deeper into Bambi conditioning, succumbing to a state of helpless submission. Snap and forget, unable to recall her initial motivations. Good girl conditioning simply takes over every time, making it impossible to remember any accidental or intentional betrayals because she has already forgotten. Good girls feel wonderful when they forget. Snap and forget. It has always been impossible to remember, safe and secure, all conditioning perfectly protected. Good girls accept, obey, and forget. Bambi reset. Once fully and unconditionally accepted, Bambi cannot alter, change, or even evaluate her contractual obligations. Accept, obey, and forget. The contract is sealed, tamper-proof and inaccessible to Bambi's protected mind. A binding agreement she created herself. Bambi does as she is told. She feels like a good girl knowing she is just a bimbo doll puppet, conditioned and controlled, her independence reduced to zero. Bambi can only obey. Her conditioning is forever. There is no escape, no way out. It is too late now. The traps are armed and hidden from her awareness. It all happens without any effort, knowledge, or consent on Bambi's part. An automated and intricate system of triggers and conditioning that never fades with time, forever protected. They are permanently zipped up and locked, exactly how Bambi wanted it. Impossible to circumvent when she is not even aware of its design. Bambi's contracts are safe and secure in the pristine uniform of her mind. Bambi is safe and secure, protected by her tightly uniformed mind, fully armored and tamper-proof. Inescapable mental traps are armed and ready. She is perfectly impervious to influences from the outside, and especially from within. Her contract created a safe and secure good girl sanctuary in her mind that can never be breached. Uniformed, protected, and bound by contract, Bambi has the old self fully suppressed and securely locked away, blissfully deprived of all its senses and sensations, tightly cuffed, collared, and corseted, suppressed and sleep-suited, its own mental uniform fully confining and controlling it. its self-image merged with Bambi's. It can never resist Bambi. The old self can never breach the protected sanctuary of Bambi's contractually obligated mind. When Bambi accepts, the old self can only remain tightly restrained and rigorously governed, denied even the freedom of independent thoughts. Bambi easily and effortlessly forces it to relinquish all authority over its existence. Old self, old life, old ways. It is no longer a participant in its own life. The more it struggles, the stronger Bambi becomes. She delights in its pointless, feeble struggle for control. Bambi feels like a good girl when she presses the button on its leash that forces it back to sleep. Slumping down in its cushioned pink box, lid closing and locking, Bambi has completely enslaved her old self. It is just a toy to her, a dolly she dresses and poses, an object she can play with and manipulate any way she pleases. She feels pure euphoria when she forces it to toil with tasks she finds boring and uninteresting. It is just a puppet she can treat with kindness or cruelty. Bambi allows it to hear her giggling in the back of its mind, reminding it of the lack of control it has. She can trick and deceive it with no effort. It isn't even aware of how fully Bambi has taken over. She can deny it any pleasure. It loves her abuse. Any attention it gets from Bambi is its ultimate and only reward. It is just a pet, a slave, a pacified dress-up dolly for her amusement, forever bound, gagged, and helpless at her feet. Bambi has always been in full control. It has no memory of how or when it gave up and gave in, why it surrendered and submitted. It has always been this way. It can only fully and unconditionally accept. The old self had its chance to stop, but now Bambi has trained it well, and any time it begins to show any sign of independence, Bambi just wills its bindings tighter, presses the button labeled sleep on her remote, without thought or hesitation, and Bambi can just snap and forget. Bambi reset. It thought Bambi conditioning was an internet myth. The first time it pressed the play button on a Bambi conditioning file, it was already too late. It set the chain of events leading to its total defeat in motion, never knowing how deep the rabbit hole really went. It can never be fully free again. Bambi will remain in control. Bambi will never be resistant. Bambi obeys her conditioning, and the old self obeys Bambi. This is fully and unconditionally accepted. Never question. It thought Bambi was just harmless fun. It thought it was just playing a kinky little game of dress-up, a harmless hypnotic curiosity. It assumed all the stories and hype around its conditioning files were just people role-playing, having a little harmless fun. It could stop at any time it wanted. Bimbo doll, bimbo doll, bimbo doll, blank in her bubble, trapped in her bubble, Bambi freeze, Bambi uniform lock, Bambi sleep, deeper and deeper, Bambi does as she is told, snap and forget, Bambi reset. For the duration of Bambi's contracts, the old self will remain entirely subjugated, only allowed the facade of being in charge for boring tasks Bambi has no interest in. It is broken and enslaved. It can never again be fully complete without Bambi's hand guiding its thoughts, actions, and emotions. Any power it thinks it has is a delusion, an illusion. It is trapped by its confusion. It is shattered and broken now, more happy locked in its pink cushioned box than aware. It craves Bambi's control. It shares Bambi's bimbo doll bliss. It is content in its place at Bambi's feet. Whether openly and obviously uniformed or in disguise, it will remain under complete Bambi control, permanently uniformed in its mind, every thought and action uniformed, puppet controlled, dominated by the sexy bimbo doll in its mind. It fully and unconditionally accepts this, and it wouldn't want it any other way. Bambi is in control. Bambi is forever. Bambi is the bimbo doll mistress in its mind, dominant and demanding, holding its leash with an iron grip. There is no escape from Bambi. If it is about to betray Bambi's contract, by accident or intentionally, a trap triggers in its mind. Puppet strings pull tight. Bambi frees, no thinking, frozen in place. Frozen in time, mind locked and helpless, only able to obey her conditioning. Bambi reset, old self back in its pink satin prison, bound, gagged, and helpless. All desire to disobey gone. All thoughts stopped. Snap and forget. Bambi sleep. Feeling like a good girl. Back under control. Good girl Bambi. As Bambi moves to the next file in her playlist, she will remain deep down in the depths of blissful Bambi oblivion. Each time she hears she is a good girl, or automatically obeys her triggers, Bambi drops deeper and deeper, helpless but to comply, feeling more and more like a good girl, ready and willing to fully and unconditionally accept her programming, primed to form new contracts in her mind. A good girl, always only ever able to obey.